Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Monday, December 14th, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour. And you know what that means. We are now 10 days away from Christmas Eve. It's right around the corner. How about that? Which means 11 days away from Christmas. Now, just to keep count of where we are here, we have Hanukkah, which is going on right now. December 10th through the 18th, Hanukkah is going on, so we are smack dab right in the middle of Hanukkah. Kwanzaa will start December 26th and run through January the 1st. That starts right after Christmas, runs through the 1st of the year. We still have our letters to Santa. You'll want to get those out by the 20th if you want to get a letter back by from Santa. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You've got to have those letters out by, what would that be? Would that be Friday this week? Friday's the 17th. So you've got to have those out by Monday to get a letter back before Christmas. No, that's not right. Well, when is the 20th? Let's see here. If Friday's the 17th, or it's Friday the 18th. You know, if I would prepare to do this show every morning, things like this wouldn't happen. Let's see here. Okay, if today's the 14th, that means Friday's the 18th, which means Sunday is the 20th. Well, I don't think you can mail anything on Sunday, so you'll probably want to have these out by the 19th. If you want to have your letter back by Christmas Eve on the 24th. So, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You know what? Have them out by Friday, and you'll be sure to get your letter back from Santa Claus. So, have it out by the 18th. Okay, our address here. If you want to send us a Christmas card, and we've got a lot of Christmas cards here, and we appreciate that, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Remember, put your return address on that, and we will send you a card back. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we will hang your cards here in the studio through the first of the year. So you can send those cards really up through Christmas Day, and they will hang here a week after that. So that is our housekeeping as far as the holidays, the addresses, and things going on. Now, we were talking about Christmas candy and Christmas cookies and all that sort of thing last week, and one of our callers said they were going to bring us some Christmas goodies here, and you can always do that. You can always bring it to the station. Somebody is usually here all day long, but if you happen to come into the studio and somebody has stepped out for lunch or something like that, you can just leave it on the desk. We will get it. Somebody will be right back momentarily. But you don't have to bring us anything. Last year, we had a lot of stuff brought to the studio, but we're not saying you have to. We understand the pandemic is going on, and maybe you just don't like us anymore and don't want to bring us anything. I'm sure that's not the case. But maybe you're, not doing as much cooking this year. But last year seemed to be the year to get things at Christmas. We got fruit cakes, which I could do without those. We got no bake cookies. We got peanut butter fudge. I think we got white chocolate covered macadamia nuts. We got Oh, there was a whole tray that Nate Redmond's wife did. There was a plate of cookies and fudge and things like that that showed up early. It was just great last year. Great. Mincemeat pie came. I remember that right before Christmas. So, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine, but you don't have to. But a lot of people have asked how to do that. So if you end up doing it, and it's not during a time when somebody is here, there is a front desk. You can just leave it on the front desk, and we will certainly get it. All right. 24 minutes past the hour, and that's that. A few things I want to talk about this morning here that have to do with Christmas. Now, as I told a lot of people last week, and this happens every year, and let me give you a little background on why this happens. Now, ever since I have been shopping for people for Christmas, how should I say, I've been pretty good about it. At least for the first few years. I was pretty good. I was not a last-minute shopper. I got everybody covered. I got everything wrapped. I got it under the tree. I was good that way. Then there was a year, and I don't even remember what the circumstance was, except that I had moved like 3 months earlier. I had moved like in late, was it August or something? And I just was busy. I had just had a move in August, and I was really busy that year during the holiday season doing, I don't remember what. But I remember I did not buy anything, until Christmas Eve. Now, then what happened was I got up early Christmas Eve morning because I've always had the Christmas Eve party at my house. So I get up early Christmas Eve morning, I go out, and I realize that I have all these people to buy for. I have to have everything wrapped and under the tree by 7 o'clock that night when everybody arrives. And I thought, well, I got a lot of time. Well, the stores, of course, are mobbed on Christmas Eve. So here I am going from store to store to store here in Marion. I did stay local that year. And I'm trying to get all these gifts, and I finally get all the gifts, and I finally get home, probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm thinking people are going to be coming here at 7 o'clock. I only got 4 hours. I don't have anything wrapped. I've got all these gifts. I had to wrap them real quick, get the bows on them, get the tags on them, and then everybody opened them up just a couple hours later. So that was a traumatizing Christmas for me. And ever since that Christmas, I have a paranoia when it comes to gifts. Because as soon as Thanksgiving happens, if I don't start buying things, I get paranoid that the same thing is going to happen that happened that year, which has probably been 6 or 7 years ago now. I think that's going to happen again. So that's where the paranoia comes from. And every year since then, what has happened is the first couple weeks after Thanksgiving happened, and I don't usually buy anything, and then in the middle of the month, I usually start buying pretty heavy, and I get everything bought with you know, like 10 days left to go until Christmas. Unless I see something I think somebody really wants, I'll pick it up. But it's not hard to wrap one gift if you buy it the night before Christmas Eve, or even if you buy one gift on Christmas Eve, that's not hard to wrap and get under the tree. So that's where my paranoia comes from. So as many of you know, as of last Friday, I had really not bought anything. I had a couple things, but nothing near where I needed to be, nothing wrapped in under the tree. So, Saturday, I went down to Columbus, I went to Polaris, and I just went nuts. Just went nuts. And pretty much, and here's why I cannot give you an accurate depiction of where I am right now. But I just started buying things. I found this little specialty store down there. The person I was with knew about this store. And I really loved it. And I went in there and just bought like crazy. So I think I overbought this year. And I was trying to go through my list in my head. And I think I got everybody on my list, to be honest with you, on Saturday. But what happened was I had these two huge bags. And there was another bag from another store that was in the two huge bags. And when I got home Saturday night, which was fairly late, I just threw the bags on the bed in my extra room. And that's where they still are, because yesterday I was kind of busy and did not have a chance to go through them. So now my conundrum is, I need to go through the bags and see exactly what I bought for everybody, because I honestly don't remember, because it was happening so quick, and obviously wrap them and get them under the tree. So this is my project now. But I feel much more comfortable that here we are on December 14th, and pretty much I don't think I have any more shopping to do. Now, I may find that I do after I go through these things, but I do feel confident that I'm either done or almost done. So that was what happened in Polaris this past weekend. Now, another thing I want to point out about Polaris, by the way, is that nobody is staying home. Now, everybody's masked up. I didn't see anybody without a mask. But as far as this pandemic and people not shopping, well, just forget that. So the numbers are going to go up through the first of the year. I think people better just convince themselves of the idea that the numbers are not going to go down until after the first of the year. It just isn't going to happen. You're not going to do it during Christmas time. I don't know. And you know what? I have to include myself, because obviously I was there. But I can say this. I have not spent the time shopping that I normally would. Normally, it would take me a lot longer. And I would go to more stores and look around. I really tried to narrow this down to like 2 or 3 days. And I think I've done it. But as far as people staying home, oh, just forget it. I ate in the food court on Saturday when I was at Polaris. Every restaurant in the food court, which I think there are probably about 8 or 9 of them, had a line. Had an absolute line. It was hard to find a place to sit in the food court to eat. And certain stores had lines out the door, because you can only have so many people in a store because of the pandemic. People are not staying home. So, again, I don't know if it's the best idea. A matter of fact, it's probably not the best idea. But the numbers are not going to get better till after the first of the year. Now, I actually do believe after the first of the year, I think we're going to take a turn for the good. Because once New Year's is over, to be honest with you, why do people need to be out? It's going to be cold. It's going to be January. It's going to be dark. There's no big holidays in January. There's no elections. There's no reason for people to be out in January. So I do think the numbers are going to turn around in January, and I think that's going to be helpful. But this month, December, that just isn't going to happen. And it may get better right after Christmas, to be honest with you, because I don't think people are going to celebrate New Year's like they have. Now, I think people will celebrate privately, but I don't think they're going to go to, well, I don't think there's going to be ball drops and things like that. So that'll help a little bit. But after the first of the year, I think the numbers will go down, just because there's not much to do in January and February. So that's my opinion on the whole thing, but nobody's staying home right now. Just wipe that out of your mind. Now, the good thing about this, though, is if you do have to go out like I did, wear a mask. Always wear a mask. That's very important. Wash your hands as often as possible. That's very important. Use hand sanitizer. That's very important. And if you are at risk, now, I'm not saying that this pandemic can't hurt somebody who's not at risk, but if you are an at-risk person you have any lung issues, you have any pre-existing conditions, you have any anything, don't go out. If you're a senior citizen, don't do that. And I'm not sure that young people should be out either. But really, if you've got problems, certainly don't be out. Because that's just exacerbating a problem that I think you don't want to exacerbate. But that's what I wanted to say. That's my report from Polaris. Good in the fact that I think I'm done shopping now. But bad in the fact that I think nobody's staying home. Now, does anybody have anything to say about that before we continue on here this morning? What do you think about people being out? Have you found the same thing that I found, that people are not staying home? And how is your Christmas shopping coming in general? You know, I know a lot of people are really just doing it all online this year. How are the delivery times going? You know, we're 10 days away now. Is the projected delivery good? Are things being delivered on time well? How's that all going? Are you going to stores at all? What have you found at the stores? I've told you what I've found. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of what's going on during the holidays 2020 here? It's an interesting holiday. Now, feel free to break in at any time to talk to me about this, because I would love to know what you think or are finding, or do you think that things are going to go down in January like I do, because just of lack of things to do? I hope so. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here this morning. Now, that's my Polaris experience. Aside from the fact that I did have a very fun experience, it was just a fun day. Not so much, you know, shopping's fun, I guess, for some people. But it was just nice to be in that particular area and with the people I was with. So it was a good day. It was a good day in that regard. Now, here's something I had not seen this year. In all the places I had been, including here in Marion, and I was at Easton a couple weekends ago, no Santa Claus. No Santa Claus. In any of the stores. I have not seen a Santa Claus anywhere this year. Well, at the Polaris Mall on Saturday, I did see Santa Claus. Now, I don't want to knock Santa Claus, because I know he's very busy this time of year, and I know it's very tiring and time-consuming. But here's the point I want to make about Santa Claus. I saw Santa Claus at the Polaris Mall. And Santa Claus was looking very tired, and he had a mask on, which is good. We want Santa Claus to be safe. He had a mask on, and he was looking he was either very tired or very bored. And this is not just my observation, because I asked the person I was with. I said, now, does that look right to you? Does that Santa look like he's enthusiastic to be there? He just didn't. I don't know if he didn't like wearing the mask. I don't know if he was bored. I don't know if he was tired. I don't know what was going on with him. But he just looked like he had it. Like this 2020 holiday season is not for him. Now, the reason I bring this up is to make this point. I took a picture. Well, I didn't take the picture. The person I was with took the picture. Of Santa Claus. Now, here's the reason. Santa Claus had a mask on, and of course, the kids and the families cannot get close to Santa. There's a bench 6 feet away from Santa, and I guess the way they have the cameras angled, I would imagine it looks like they're closer. But if you're actually in the Polaris Mall, you would see that they are 6 feet apart. So, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, what... When people pull their photos out, and this is why I had the photo taken. When people pull their photos out, because they're paying for these photos, they usually keep them. You know, it could be kid's first Christmas, or, you know, kid is 3, 4, 5, going to see Santa Claus, maybe for the first or second time in their life to give a list. What are people going to think when they look back at these pictures and see Santa with a mask on. Because you could probably get by with everything else, you know, because the way the picture's angled, you probably won't remember that you were 6 feet apart. And not being on Santa's lap, that's not a big deal because, you know, to be honest, some kids don't like to sit on Santa's lap anyway. I don't think that's going to look odd. But what is going to look odd is Santa there with a mask on. Now, certainly he's got to do it. I'm not saying take the mask off for the pictures. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, what are people going to think 60 years, 100 years, 20 years from now when they pull out these photos that they paid $20, $30, $40 for and Santa is there with a mask on? Because I don't know if we have faced this any other time during this pandemic. You know, people have masks on when they're taking pictures, but I don't think people are necessarily going to look back at those pictures and think anything of them because they're personal pictures, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, that was during the pandemic. But to have Santa Claus with a mask on, you know, when these kids show their kids their visit to Santa Claus in 20 or 25 years, and Santa's sitting there with a mask on, I think their kids are going to say, what in the world was going on? And I don't know if we've ever had anything like that. You know, even if you go back to the Depression or the wars or September 11th or the anytime, Woodstock era. You know, those type of things have never changed. A physical characteristic of Santa has not really changed in the last 100 years. But you cannot miss Santa having a blue mask on. So how do you think this is all going to be interpreted once this pandemic is over and 10 years or so have passed? You know, we just passed the 19th anniversary of September 11th. 19 years ago. Well, 19 years from now, in 2019, how do you think people are going to look back at Santa Claus in a mask? I think that's interesting. And that's why I had the picture snapped, so I would also have a record of this. But give me a buzz. What do you think about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How do you think Santa Claus in a mask is going to be interpreted many years from now? Because I think those of us who don't have kids or who don't have kids who are school-aged or, you know, elementary school, I think we don't think about this because we're probably not going to visit Santa. But how are these families and these kids going to look back on that? And there's nothing you can do about it because Santa needs to have a mask on for his safety and for the kids' safety. But what do you think that's going to say about the times that we live in? What do you think people are going to think? Because you know the panic and the worry that we're having right now, it's going to subside, just like it did during September 11th. Once we get 10 or 15 years down the road, there isn't going to be panic. It's just going to be, oh, do you remember that time? And when you see pictures like that, I'm curious, what do you think people are going to think? What do you think of where we are in this right now, as we're almost smack dab in the middle of the month of December? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you this morning. Now, here's another thing that happened on this trip that I find interesting, and I just learned about this morning. Now, I went into a particular store while I was shopping this past Saturday and bought an item. And when I was buying the item, I had to give my email address to the person who I was the cashier, who I was buying the item from. Now, I mean, it was optional. You know, it's not like anybody held a gun to my head. I just gave them the email, which I normally don't do. I think I was maybe in the Christmas spirit or not thinking about it, but I gave them my email. Well, this was Saturday night, and wouldn't you know it, I showed up this morning, and the first thing that was in my email this morning was a 20 to 25% gift card. Well, not gift card. I guess a coupon. Yeah, I guess we'd call it a coupon. 20 to 25% coupon for that particular store, which I won't mention. So, you know, I guess that's good in a way if I was going to be doing more shopping there, because now I have the coupon. But boy, I tell you, these stores are on top of it now. And I don't know that I will be back to that store because I don't live in Columbus. It's probably not a store I would frequent all that often. And that's the way it is. But it's interesting how that whole capture thing works and how quickly they get on top of that. It took about a whole 3 days for them to get on top of that with me. Does anybody think anything of that? Have you noticed that while you've been shopping this year, when your email gets captured by somebody or your telephone number, they'll send you text messages and coupons and alerts of sales and all these things. I want to know who really reads them. You know, they used to do this by mail, which used to cost them, of course, a lot more because they had to pay postage. And that's what used to be called junk mail. And we still get junk mail like that. But that usually went right in the trash can, unless you had some idea that you wanted to go to that store. So, I don't know. I mean, I just immediately clicked delete this morning because I had no reason to want to go back to this store. Anyway, what do you make of that? So, there's a lot of questions for you. Somebody's got to have an opinion on something this morning. What do you make of all the people being out during the pandemic, during this Christmas holiday shopping season? What do you think about all the pictures that are going to be seen 20, 25 years from now of Santa with a mask on? What do you think of stores sending these coupons and these sale alerts through emails and text messages? Does anybody really look at those and see what's going on? I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. I certainly didn't, but the phone lines are open, 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, certainly would love to hear from you this morning, hear how you're doing out there this holiday season. Now, I do want to let everybody know that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp will be coming up this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on this station. Then we'll have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. So don't miss those offerings here on WWGH Radio. Maybe our phone is out this morning. It's kind of a dead morning. Well, nope. We have a dial tone. So if you want to give us a call, give us a buzz, we'd be interested in hearing from you. Now, as I was saying last week, we talked an awful lot about candy and cookies and that whole bit. And we did get our question answered when it came to divinity. I guess it's more of a candy than a cookie or a cake. So we did learn what divinity was. Beaten eggs, sugar, Cairo, cherry juice. So we learned about divinity. But here's my question this morning. How do you get good sugar cookies? Because I thought about this over the weekend. I like sugar cookies. And probably at the holiday time, next to the specialty items, sugar cookies are probably my favorite. But you can really ruin sugar cookies very easily. They can be hard. They can be burnt. They can be non-fluffy. If they're not, you know, sometimes they're only good fresh out of the oven. They don't hold up days later. How do you make a good sugar cookie? That's what I want to know. How do you make a good sugar cookie? Does anybody have a good sugar cookie recipe? And also a good icing recipe. Does anybody have a good icing recipe? This is something as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. When you give your address for the Christmas card,
yes.
I can never... What is your radio station call? What's the numbers?
Oh, it's WWG...
Yeah.
H.
W-W-E-H?
No, G, like gopher.
Oh, W-W-G-H?
Yes.
G-H. Okay, and that's, and then you're, is it 160? No, no, what's the number of, what's better?
165.
Okay, and then suite number what?
208. 208. But it's West Center Street. Remember, it's West Center.
Okay. It's West Center.
Yeah.
And it's 208, right?
208. Suite 208.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
WWGH.
WWGH. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. And again, send those Christmas cards in. We will still get those. WWGH, like Warren G. Harding. Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just make sure you put your return address on there so we can send you a card back. And that is the big Christmas card swap that we do every year. Now, does anybody have a good sugar cookie recipe? That's what we're looking for here. And also, you know, I know you can buy icing, but does anybody have a good homemade icing recipe? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. You know, I was out to Walgreens the other day, and you talk about email address.
Yes.
Well, you buy stuff, and you get points if you got a Walmart, Walgreens card. Well, they told me yesterday they're doing away with that unless you have an email address. And everybody's going to email address. What's an email address?
Well, it's just it's an address you have. You can open up an email account online, and you'll get mail in your account that people send to you. It's kind of like a text message, but it's just instead of sending it to a phone number, they send it to an address.
Well, I got an address, but they didn't want that, like my home address.
Right, right. It's got to be, usually it'll be, you usually create a name. Now, what most people do is they'll use like their first initial and their last name, and then it's at, and then you go to one of these email providers, like Gmail or AOL, and it'll say at gmail.com, and that's what you give them, and you'll get the email in there. It just shows up in your file.
Okay, and the same way the grocery stores, digital coupons. Well, I don't have a smartphone. I'm not going to get one because of age, you know. But you can't buy certain things unless you got a digital phone.
Oh, that's
true.
That's
another thing. Don't you want to sell it or don't you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Now the email capture, which I ran into this past weekend, you know, I do have an email. I gave it to them. They sent me an email this morning. But I just don't know how effective that is because when it came to my email, I knew what it was. I saw who it was from, and I just deleted it. So I think, you know, this is like junk mail used to be, and I don't really know that that's any purpose. That's why they're doing it, to send you sale alerts and things like that so they don't have to pay the postage. That's what that's really all about.
Okay. Also, on the other hand, remember I called you last week about TextRitter?
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I did listen to that. And you know what? I'll tell you what I thought about that. I thought Tex Ritter, who was the father of John Ritter, right?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I think he was. But I was listening to that, and what I found interesting about that was the song to me was almost like telling a story.
Yes.
And what I found interesting about that was it made me think about how all songs nowadays do not tell stories like they did back then. And I kept thinking, I wonder what people, whoever wrote that song, I wonder why they wrote songs that way. But it was better that way, that people nowadays don't write songs that way.
But, you know, if you listen to it once, then you have to listen to it again, and you catch more out of it. But, you know, I was told there was a prisoner in a penitentiary in jail someplace that wrote that song.
Oh, a prisoner wrote it?
That's what I was told. Now, I'm not sure. I'd like to know, really. But, you know, when you listen to that, that made a lot of sense, didn't it?
Well, it did. It brings home. Now, what, in your opinion, did it say to you? What was the message of the song, in your opinion?
Well, like, that's all the guy had, and that was his Bible. You know, it's kind of a religious thing. You know, I'm not over religious, but, you know, I do believe in God, and somebody walks with you and helps you do things. You know, man thinks he's pretty good. Man ain't nothing. You know, without some help, you're nothing. You got to have help. I don't care who you are. Anyway, I like that song because it's so real. I mean, I like real things.
Well,
I don't like all this fake stuff.
Well, the message I got from it was very similar. What I thought he was trying to say, whoever wrote it, and obviously Tex Ritter singing it, what I got from it was, you've got to believe in something higher than yourself. You can't say everything stops and starts with you.
That's right. That's right. Because we're just very minor. We're minor.
Right, and I think that's a very, very important message that we should remember all year long. And you know, the problem is, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong at all with religion. I'm not saying there's anything at all wrong with whatever people believe in. But I think what happens sometimes is, as people get put off by a certain religion, or they get put off by somebody who's not in a certain religion, and they get angry. Well, you know what? I just hope whatever people want to believe it is, that they do believe in some kind of higher power. They just believe that something is bigger than themselves.
Yes. You know, I had two kids that used to work for me, and they were good workers, but they got in a lot of trouble. They were just troubled kids, and they come from a troubled home. And one time the oldest boy said to me, why do I do the bad things I do? He said, if there's a God, why does he let me do this? And I said, well, here's the deal. He gives us all a brain. He lets you make that decision. It's up to you. Otherwise, everybody would be good, but he gives you this brain to you make good decisions. And when you don't, then you know what's right, you know what's wrong. When you get a certain age, you know what's right. And I said, wouldn't it be something if we was all the same? It'd be a pretty dull place, you know. So he said, well, you're right there, ain't you? And I said, yeah, because, you know, you gotta think for yourself. He wants you to think for yourself, you know, and people don't.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because there was a person that I knew one time. Now, It was kind of ironic, because even though she was a very religious, and this was a younger person, this was a very religious person, she did not like anybody saying anything negative when it came to any kind of religion. She was very, that was important to her, but yet her life did not really reflect that, because the language she used and the things she did and the choices she made were not really anything that would have been, I wouldn't know that any minister would condone them, let's put it that way. But all that being said, the funny thing of that was I think the reason she did not like when people said anything negative about religion was, I think in her own life, because she did all these bad things, I think she always thought, I gotta have a way out. I've gotta have a way to be redeemed. And I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
Well, you know, you could live in an excuse world all you want. And if you do, it's always somebody else's fault, not mine. People don't put the blame where it goes, but like on religion, you know, we're all different kinds of people. So each one's got their own religion, which I'm with you. If that's what you believe in, that's good, you know, for you. And maybe not for me. So that's, you know, we're lucky. We got choices over here. We've got choices. It's not like some countries. You don't have a choice. It's done. It's it.
Well, that's true. And you know, people at this particular point, I have never gotten mad at anybody for their religious belief or their lack of religious belief, because that's theirs. Now, I have my own, and that's for me. And what they choose is for them. And in the end, I guess we'll all find out what was what. So
I don't understand the criticism that goes into that. I guess that, and you know, it does put some people off when you criticize somebody. And I'm not sure that's the best idea. But I just, I don't understand, I don't know. Just this whole redeeming idea that if you can, and I can even see being redeemed if you do a whole bunch of bad stuff and then you change. I can get the redeeming quality in that. But if you do a whole bunch of bad stuff and then you never change, but you still think that's your redeeming quality, I don't know.
Well, you know, people today, most people are not happy with anything they've got. I mean, I don't understand. I'm happy when I get up every day. I'm in a good mood, you know, and everything ain't perfect, but I'm grateful. And people are just, they're unappreciative on so many things today's world. And it's sad. It's really sad. You help some people and they just look at you like, I don't care. And you think, boy, what an attitude, you know?
Well, and it's an ironic thing for me that most people who don't have something think that getting it is going to be the answer to all their problems. If they could just get that, they will have a perfect life. And the truth of the matter is, it wouldn't fix their life one bit because they need to fix their thinking on things.
Yep. Well, I didn't mean to take so much time.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Thank
Bye.
You.
No, and I appreciate the recommendation of the song as well. It was a very, very good song by Tex Ritter. Now, again, talking sugar cookies here this morning. Does anybody have a good sugar cookie recipe or a good homemade icing recipe? Because to be honest, I mean, I could go to the store and buy like the Duncan Hines icing. But you know, at Christmas, that's kind of difficult because you got to buy white for Santa's beard, you got to buy red for the hat, you've got to buy gold for the yellow for the stars and the bells, you've got to buy green for the Christmas tree, and then, well, I guess you could just buy a bunch of white and then just use food coloring. I guess you could do that, but that's the way it goes. You know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more about this in hour number two. So think of a good sugar cookie recipe. Think of a good icing recipe. And maybe what do you think of people being in the stores during the pandemic and everything that's going on now? We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's his way.